After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast. After School Special Podcast.
And they had to fit that the fucking big thick missile into it. The fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know. We're all shaking our heads. I don't know.
The way that it is heading now, the whole Star Wars universe, other than the new three that just came out, J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy, can all go to hell.
He's no use to me, Dad.
We are talking Return of the Jedi. Also, toys, video games, stuff like that. Things in our past related to around Star Wars, the third installment. If it's in my head, really the only true installment, the trilogy, Return of the Jedi. Now, we all kind of know the story. Come back on our rebels, Han, Luke, Leia. Han is in Carbonite, and, you know, Luke is nowhere to be found. He comes, rescues, fights ensue, and, you know, just briefly summarizing, because I think we all know what Return of the Jedi is about. Vader fights Luke to basically save the soul of the universe, and the Emperor dies, quote, dies. So, yeah, and then the universe is saved. You know, we think that everything is done, but no. Emperor Palpatine has a fucking daughter, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, how did that work out? The entire time, I think the Emperor is gone. But in his side life, he had a side piece.
Yeah, who was fucking him? Did anybody ever find that out?
You know what? I don't know. Was she just made from the Force?
Like an Immaculate Inception type of thing?
So I remember when I was a kid, and then I'll ask all you guys, oh, what am I talking about? We're on Ass, and we have a special guest. Put your hands together for my friend, your friend, E.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me, folks.
But I'll automatically ask you, E, your relationship with Star Wars in general, not just Return of the Jedi, but what is it? What is one of the things that you remember the most about this space odyssey, this opera?
Well, you know, I got into Star Wars, I guess you could say, a little bit later, because by the time I was old enough to really gravitate to the merchandise, G.I. Joe and professional wrestling had really taken a hold on me. So it wasn't until maybe 95 or so when they did these special editions and when they reintroduced the Power of the Force action figure line by Kenner that I started to gain interest. And right around also 1996, the Nintendo 64 released a game called Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, yeah, so, I remember that.
Ironically, I almost in reverse was introduced to the merchandise, which in turn made me more interested in the franchise in and of itself, been something of a love affair ever since.
For me, anyways, we'll start off with the movies. I remember seeing this, and it was the same thing. I do think that I didn't actually see the movie, like a VHS version or a DVD version for Return of the Jedi. I think it was on like a TNT or something like that. And there were all three of them on at the same time. I remember Yoda. That's how I was introduced to Yoda first, going on from there, like the Ewoks and all that shit. But for some reason, as a child, always put Empire and Return of the Jedi as one movie until I got like a little bit older. Return of the Jedi hits a little bit differently, and you have more like, you know, Boba Fett going into the Sarlacc pit and all this shit. It definitely brings, I remember going to see the special edition Return of the Jedi with my dad. Let me see. I think it was the whole, oh yeah, that's right before that he said that him and my mom were getting a divorce. So I remember Return of the Jedi, such a great movie, right, guys? But yeah, I was going to say, John, what kind of memories do you have about like Return of the Jedi going to see? And yeah, no, my parents didn't actually get a divorce then. It was much later on.
I was just going to say the action figures and merchandise for me was something that I got into much later. Just like E was saying, I was fascinated with the Ewoks because I remember seeing the Ewok toys, and I remember seeing just the little side pieces, like the different characters that weren't the main characters, but just the little characters in the movie that were not. Because, you know, you had Luke and Leia and Han, Chewie, you know, but I just remember seeing all those and not being too interested at the time. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten more of appreciation for the action figures. The Black Label action figures are really astounding because the articulation and the design is so amazing. Like, I have a Black Label Chewie that I love. So for me personally, I've collected every Chewie Funko except for the Christmas one. I have all the Chewie Funkos.
Oh, wow.
Because when I worked, my whole desk was that. They're like, are you a Star Wars fan or a Chewie fan? I'm like, both. You know, I love Chewie, man. Like, Chewie is somebody you would go to the strip club with.
Oh, hell yeah.
All the way.
All the way. Chewie is the one you go to the strip club with. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, the Christmas special, dude, that's his family, right?
Yeah, so it's something day. I forget what it is.
Life Day or something?
Life Day, but the Funko is of Chewie wrapped in Christmas lights.
All these toys and everything from that, you know, like even Return of the Jedi, the Slave Leia costume or Slave Leia in general is synonymous with so much shit. And you get into other toys like the, what is it, the Jar Jar Binks sucker? Where you opened up the Jar Jar Binks head and his tongue came out.
Oh, my.
And it was like, it was a sucker.
I know we're not going to get too much into the plot because everybody knows the plot of the movie. But I always wonder, after seeing Return of the Jedi, like, what was the point of the Empire making a second Death Star if the first one didn't work?
Yes.
I've always been baffled on that. Like, the exact kind of Death Star that got blown the fuck up, and you're gonna make another one?
It was already being made when the first one was operational, and I thought they touched on that. I might be wrong, but I thought they had actually said it. And then when the one exploded, they saw what the issue was, the problem with the first one, with the literal the fucking hole
that size of a womp rat.
Yeah. And they had to fit that the fucking big thick missile into it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know. We're all shaking our heads. I don't know.
And you know what's funny about that is the engineer who left that hole there should have been shot on sight. Like,
but that was addressed in Rogue One, right? That whole plot.
Oh yeah, yeah. That he put it there so they could. There would be a way to destroy it. Yeah, goddamn, Rogue One's so good. What about the people now? This is a debate that happened in Clerks, but, you know, you're signing up. You're not a part of the Empire. You're just a contractor, an independent contractor working on the Death Star, building this. Did the Rebels kill innocent people?
That's a good point. Like, how many people build the Death Star? Because didn't they have those aliens in Episode 2, that bugs, the locust-looking things? Weren't they working on it as well?
Genosians?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the plans, but what this guy ends up saying is that these guys knew what they were signing up for. The independent contractors, they basically give you a list. Hey, there's a good possibility you're going to die, but at the same time, did these people not have families? What was the intergalactic dollar like? The Empire ducat, you know, they have to make money, enough money to support their families throughout the galaxy. So, innocence? I think so.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
Let me ask this question, since we're talking about independent contractors. What was the Empire healthcare plan like? Has anyone ever thought of that?
It's probably an HMO. They're fucking
cheap.
Yeah,
yeah. What's up on that dental? Like, if you hit the Emperor up, like, yo, man, I was just in the break room, ate some of these Empire nuts, and just chipped my tooth. And he's just like, well, go fuck yourself.
That's actually a good question. Like, I wonder if you get burnt up like Vader, do you get the same components, or is he on a separate plan?
Vader got the top quality parts.
He paid his $2,000 deductible.
Yeah, yeah.
So the special edition, the one thing that I remember from that the most movie-wise, and also the toys, and I keep bringing it up, so I'm going to get it out of my head. is they redid, there was a scene, I guess, that Lucas originally wanted to put in there where it's in Jabba's palace. They're all dancing and singing, and I can't really understand what they're saying. It's the guy with the huge nose that's like, deba daba dooba deba skibba daba deba daba, yeah, scatting and whatnot, Scatman Crothers, yes, ing.
Oh, yes.
And
it sound like Mushmouth from fucking, yeah, Fat Albert.
Dee boo scoo boo boo boos.
Aaron, what was that?
Shit, man, I don't know. But it's like you, Lucas wanted to put that in originally, and so it was all like CG, but you go in there and it's like, oh, well, that wasn't even really necessary. He just wanted to do that for like frills, and this was his chance. He didn't have anyone, he actually didn't have anyone saying no to him during this time. Also, when he was doing the DVDs, and they added that fucking no at the end where Vader throws the Emperor into the pit, and then he's, yeah, just like, just leave it how it was. Like, I like the special edition, don't get me wrong.
One of the, I think, the lasting characters of Return of the Jedi is one of my favorite characters outside of Vader, which is Boba Fett. And obviously, we all thought he met his demise in the Sarlacc pit. But my question to you guys is, how do you all think that his legacy, if you will, grew from having such a short and, quite frankly, ineffective period in this picture here in Return of the Jedi?
For me, I think that with the return of Boba, I'm excited because it just adds more to his badassery that he survived the Sarlacc pit and is getting ready to kick some ass in the new, yes, episodes, yes, that are coming out, the Book of Boba. So that only added for me, because when I saw him and he got that armor back, I was just like, wow, you know, I'm shook. I'm shooketh when I saw that. So
With Boba Fett, for me, or what I've looked at, because he had such a small part in the original trilogy, moving up, it's kind of how our culture is now. It's these, like, small parts that people praise the entire time. And, like, you also had the comic books, the novels and everything, that people appreciated Boba Fett more because he was just a straight-up badass. How he got out of the Sarlacc pit. One of the things that I remember was from, I don't know if it was a Boba Fett comic book, but he had just gotten out of the Sarlacc pit, and some guy was like, well, you know, like, you're so fucked up, just, you know, take your mask off so, you know, like, I could see your face and take care of your wounds. And all he says is, this is my face. And yes, he still has his helmet on. I'm like, that's fucking badass. I think people just appreciate him. He was just like a side character. It's the same thing with, ooh, I think it's Empire Strikes Back. There is a character, all he does is run with what looks like an ice cream maker. Now,
yes,
this is,
yes,
yeah, I don't understand that, but people love that character, and he never said a thing. He just runs with an ice cream maker.
I think that's a very interesting phenomena. You know, it really is. How do certain characters, how do people essentially steal the show, if you were? But it sort of reminds me of Agent Coulson from the Marvel Universe. Like, I never got why there was such a love affair with him. Similar to how, but now I get how people love Boba Fett. And I just think it's really interesting how he became such a legend with such minimal parts in the original trilogy. Minimal, powerful, but minimal.
Yeah, I think it was like the Coulson thing, and I understand what you're saying with it. I think that kind of wore off with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, I got tired of his ass, and I'm like, you're supposed to be dead. Why couldn't you just stay dead and romanticize, okay, the character a little bit more? I don't really understand the Coulson thing, but I get what you're saying. It is similar, yes, to Boba Fett, because it's, and you get into the prequels, which kind of, I don't know, didn't really do any justice to him. He's a kid in it.
The original comics, or at least the novelization, Boba Fett was a fellow by the name of Jeester Myrrl, and the Attack of the Clones changed that. He was not a clone, at least in the Dark Horse books and comics. So,
yep,
that was sort of a retread, if you will, not a retread, but a recanonization of his origin. And quite frankly, as much as I still like Boba to this day, I think the idea of him being just this lone, mysterious figure as opposed to a clone works a bit better.
I agree with you on that. I think also, you know, you can look at the whole Lucas thing, you know, him, especially with the prequels, no one saying no to him. And this was just another thing that he did, because I know he got backlash for it, especially when Attack of the Clones came out. I think the way that it is heading now, the whole Star Wars universe, other than the new three that just came out, J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy, can all go to hell. You go to, like, you know, even the prequels, like what they're doing with the prequels, Dave Filoni, I'm pretty sure, Clone Wars, like that whole thing, it changed the way that I look at the prequels. So I do have a better appreciation for them, but I always say it like this. They built the house before the foundation was laid for the prequels. Like Lucas said that he said he wrote this over years. I'm like, this motherfucker wrote this at a weekend, and half the time he was at a goddamn Carl's Jr. shoving his face with cheeseburgers and just, you know, got fucking ketchup and mustard stains all over the script. So
your interpretation of what Lucas was doing when he was writing is astounding.
I think it's fucking lazy.
I have a question. What was the Empire's ultimate goal? Like, I know it was to dominate the universe, but if they did that, then what?
Like, the order. That's what they wanted.
What did that look like to them? The premise is this is a war. This is all war. Those people that was independent contractors were victims of war, casualties of war. But if the Empire won the war, like, what would that have looked like?
That leads to power. It goes to anything. Like, I can relate it to Lord of the Rings, one ring to rule them all, or lead it to...
It's like a dark side thing, which you could say it's like this. Like, Sith, that's all they want is absolute power, which, you know, they didn't use the Sith term in any of those three. They just used dark side. So you're assuming that dark side, they just want all the power.
Yeah, they didn't say that. They didn't say, hey, we want to exterminate everybody. They were just like, we just want to be in charge. But they never really laid out... And then what?
Emperor Palpatine said that one rule is what's needed to keep the universe safe. There needed to be...
But that's different from saying, we want to rule and be in charge. And we want to be in charge, and everybody who looks like us can be in charge too. They didn't say that. They just said, we want to dictate the universe, but they...
Actually, if you look, Don, it's all old white men. No aliens, no anything like that. Okay. I'm just saying.
But I'm saying, what was their way of living? Like, were they going to dictate people and how they live, how they thought? I don't know.
I don't think the mythos got that deep. But you do know that the Empire did not have any aliens working with them.
No,
now think
didn't.
Back. Not at all.
I had a question, too, about New Hope. And this leads into Return of the Jedi. So in New Hope, Darth Vader is carrying out the Emperor's orders and all that. But was he aware of Luke and Leia being his children? Because I never got that. Or was he like, I'm so consumed by the dark side, I don't care who these people are. When did he realize?
Wouldn't that go to episode 3 when Padme giving birth? Wasn't he sensing that? That's why they were synchronizing both the agony they were in, her agony from birth and his agony from his quote-unquote rebirth. Wasn't he sensing what was going on with her?
Yes, I thought he knew she was pregnant.
Why did he leave them?
He choked her because she was saying that you kill younglings. And Palpatine at that point had corrupted his mind so much that he choked Padme. And that's when Obi-Wan came in, I believe, and they started that battle.
It's over, Anakin! I have the high
so,
ground.
In Return to Jedi, Luke goes on this quest to not only defeat the Empire, but to save his dad. And, of course, he winds up defeating him.
Yeah.
But, like, what was the plan? Like, to save his dad from the dark side, bring him back to the light. And if he hadn't died, then what? Because Darth Vader committed mass genocide. Like,
yeah, he killed a whole
what
planet.
What does he think was going to happen? Oh, he's back, y'all. He's good again. Like, no, motherfucker, you got to answer for your crimes.
Yeah, he was going to be on trial for war crime.
How would that... Actually, that would have been more interesting than him ultimately dying. I would have loved to have seen
that.
Oh,
man, more politics? I don't want to see him.
Okay, no, okay, never mind.
Fuck all that.
Well, no, it would have been like a banana republic. It would have been
But how can they hang him? They can't hang him. Anyone that comes near him, he's just going to force choke their ass.
To add on to that, by Luke appealing to whatever shred of light was still in Darth Vader and Return of the Jedi, did that weaken him a little bit in order for Luke
perhaps
to kind of...
Think so.
Because he had two voices in his head, Palpatine and now Luke. And I feel like Darth did try to beat Luke in the end, but he was weakened a little bit. Yeah. Like, he didn't fight with the same ferocity he could have.
When he found out it was his son, and the fact that he was like, we can rule the galaxy together, I think he still had that father instinct in him. And that's why they added the no at the end.
But the Sith, the order is basically
the rule of two.
Yeah, because even if Luke would have came over to the dark side, he would have had to kill Vader anyway.
Well, no. He would have killed Palpatine. Yeah, because it's basically the master is always killed by the apprentice.
Yeah. Darth Vader did kill him.
He did. And technically, there is a rule of two. Luke could have been a Sith.
I heard Mark Hamill thought that Lucas, I heard in an interview, that he might turn Luke into a Sith at the very end of that movie. That was one of the theories that was kicked around. Like, well, what if at the end of trying to save Darth Vader, trying to bring him to the light, in a way, it brought Luke into the dark side? And I thought that would have been interesting, too.
I would have loved to have seen that. All this, he goes from this farm boy that knows nothing about the Force all the way to a hero, only to become the villain, would have been fantastic. I would have paid money to see that, because then
I agree.
All your fanboys out there, then you'll see who your true fans are if they stand by Luke. Like, well, yeah, Luke's been in a fucked up situation. He deserves to be on the dark side. You know what I'm saying?
Between Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back, are they on par with each other, or do you think they took a half step back?
Empire is better.
Empire Strikes Back is 20 times better than Return of the Jedi with that
I don't believe that.
Ewoks.
I don't.
My vote for Empire.
So I'm the only one that probably...
Outnumber, motherfucker.
Let's not downplay the Ewoks. You know, the Ewoks, it ain't they fucking fault. There's a ton of little people...
We don't have to go down the full list, but why did you guys like Empire way more than Return of the Jedi?
Story was better.
Relation of the father-son, I think.
For me, it was a darker story. I've always been more interested, like The Crow and stuff like that. Just a little more darker story. It did not end on a great note. In the end, Vader got away, and it was more or less left up in the air as to what was going to happen to these characters. I thought it was a perfect sequel. It's just a perfect movie in general and really well directed.
So I know I just asked a question, but I just thought about it when I asked the question, like, okay, so Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, did all this horrible shit. And then he returns to the light side at the very end. He redeems himself. And then he gets to enjoy being one with the Force, with all who died before him. How the fuck he can just erase all that mass genocide with one act of love and just be redeemed? Meanwhile, you got all these people who died, and you don't know where the hell they at.
Yeah.
But he can be redeemed.
They're all in Ewok heaven, bro.
But they get the benefit of knowing that they enjoy at least paradise in the afterlife.
Yeah.
You don't see nobody else's ghosts. Like, it's only their ghosts.
We don't know if the Force is something you want to be a part of, because in all actuality, they could be getting their ass whipped for all eternity. And when they show up as ghosts, they're just like, oh, you know, I'm glad I'm not getting my ass whipped for these few couple minutes.
But you know, I picture it kind of like Valhalla for like Vikings.
Yeah.
I was going to say, are they like, my thing is like, are they coming down whenever they want to? Because if I'm clapping cheeks, and then all of a sudden I got Obi-Wan popping up and being like...
They're telling you, use the Force, Aaron.
And he's got his hand in his robe.
I always picture Jedis like, basically like monks. Or like what you would see in those...
He's the only one that got married, I think.
You mean priests?
Exactly. Well, you know, like in those martial arts movies we used to watch when we were kids. Like the monks that could fight. Like that. Like
I thought you were going the Catholic route there for a second.
I meant like Shaolin monk.
Yeah.
Where you know, they have a strong spiritual side, but if they needed to defend themselves or what they believe, they would use martial arts. And that's how I feel about Jedis, except they added a lightsaber and so forth. Was that against the Jedi religion? And like to get married or have kids?
No, you're not supposed to.
Because ain't that what Obi-Wan told him in episode 2? Like, look, man, don't do this shit. Because that's why Yoda, being old and decrepit and dick never got touched, was there talking about, if you have love, love leads to hate. Hate leads to darkness. Mm. Darkness leads to the dark side. So that's why they were like, if you have no outside emotion or connection to anybody other than the Force, won't have this pain. And then the thing with his mama, that's what put him over the edge. He lost his mama, man. He was a mama's boy, you know. And
so you got these Jedi. That's a cult. So you got all
it is,
these Jedi masters with Padawans and all that, who basically teach each other to restrain your emotions, to hold back,
castrate yourself.
Yeah, to emotionally castrate yourself.
Emotionally.
So you get a group of that. You don't think one's gonna snap? Of course, man. The more I think about it, I had a question though. When Darth Vader perishes or dies, I don't know why I said it like that. But what happened to his lightsaber? I don't remember.
Hmm.
Did he lose it? Did it drop?
Probably.
Yeah, I think he would have taken it because no one should have a lightsaber other than a Jedi, I think is that way. But then you think about the dark saber and all that. But that shit came later on. I don't even think they were thinking about that stuff.
Right, no, I was just curious, like, whoa, usually, like, they, you know, they pass a lightsaber to another Jedi. But I was just wondering, like, did Luke ever save that lightsaber or give it to somebody? Because technically, he didn't have a Padawan.
Let's put it like this. If Luke took Darth's lightsaber, was that the lightsaber that was given to Ben?
No.
And Ben modified.
Every Jedi has to make their own. That's the thing. Like, they've discussed that in the mythos. Everyone has to create their own, also go to the planet where they have the crystals. So the only thing I could think of is that Luke took it and just set it aside or stored it somewhere. That's the only thing I could think
of. He put it in Jedi storage?
Yeah, Jedi storage, like a fucking U-Haul a storage Jedi.
He's got his old workout gear in it, some weights. What was everybody's favorite part in that movie?
Boba Fett going into the Sarlacc pit.
My favorite part is Leia choking the shit out of Jabba with the chain.
We had the same one. God damn it, John.
I think I'd have to go with Luke putting the lightsaber into Jabba.
Nice. So, yeah, that has been Return of the Jedi, also the toys. I want to thank E for coming on with us, talking all things Star Wars.
Yes.
I want to thank you boys for having me. I got to tell you that my imagination, my head cannon has grew. I'm already thinking, I want to go play with toys right now because you guys have just given me so many wonderful insights and angles that I didn't think about. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
That voice is so goddamn smooth, man.
I know. Listening to E got me like thirsty for Hennessy. Fucking knowledge bone. We got knowledge bone on.
And if you guys are looking to kind of give us different themes for episodes, you can always email us at afterschoolspecialpodcast@gmail.com. And the website is going to be afterschoolspecialpodcast.com. And you can kind of look. We'll have daily blogs up there and episodes posted on there. And listen, subscribe, rate, review, and, you know, let us know what you think on all podcast platforms. We appreciate you. We'll see you later. Find new episodes every Wednesday where you listen to podcasts. And look for us on all the social media sites and Gmail at afterschoolspecialpodcast@gmail, afterschoolspecialpodcast at Instagram and Facebook, and afterschoolspe3 on Twitter. Deba daba dooba deba skibba daba deba da. Deba daba dooba deba skibba daba deba daba.